What is up, heroes? This is James. Welcome to Restoring Heroes. Look, men, stop giving your strength to destructive women. Stop giving your strength to destructive women. Now, we're going to go to Proverbs 31. Now, we usually always talk about the Proverbs 31 woman, but you got to understand that the Proverbs 31 was written from a mother to a son, and she was telling him what type of woman to look for. But before that, she says this: son, do not give your strength to a woman. Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. Now, James, what are you talking about? Look, I've been biting my tongue from a whole lot. But I've been seeing, man, we give our strength away too easy to women. And I'm not talking about your wife. I'm talking about women, wicked women. And even if it is your, let me just retract real fast. Women as in the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh type women. So we give our strength up to pornography. We give our strength up to the floozy at the club. We give our strength up to all these things. And the Bible says, don't do that. Don't give your strength to women. And Doug Wilson said something. You are supposed to give your strength up to one woman, which is your wife. But what if your wife is a wicked woman? Like the wife of Dwayne Wade. Now, this is Dwayne Wade's son. This is Dwayne Wade's son. And they called him Zaya for some odd reason. And now he has a boyfriend right here. But they call her and says that she has a boyfriend. Now, this is not Gabriel Union's child, if I'm not mistaken. This is not the child of Gabriel Union. This is the child of Dwayne Wade and I guess someone else. This is not the child of Gabriel Union, which is the mother. But just like if you were to look at pictures of Jaden Smith in a dress and Willow Smith, Jaden Smith in a dress and Willow Smith in boys' clothes, and the switch of that. When a wicked woman, let me get my thoughts together because there's a whole lot I want to say. When a wicked woman is your wife, Michael Foster says it real good. He says there's nothing better to a man, basically I'm paraphrasing, than having a good wife. But there's nothing more detrimental to a man than having a wicked wife, right? So I'm saying all that to say, as you look at this picture, what would be the point? What is the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab going on right here, that you have destroyed a young man's legacy? Now, he can repent and he can go backwards, and he can, as long as they don't make him do anything crazy, he can repent and he can go backwards and he can become a man, a masculine man. But it seems that his father has given his strength to a woman. And not in a good way. There's a whole lot of scriptures talking about that. And I'm going to bring it out to you today. It says in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 6. It says, yep, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 6. Yep. It says, for she cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and does not realize it. So now, my son, listen to me. Never stray from what I'm about to say. Stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house. So men, you are supposed to be warning your sons about man eaters. You're supposed to be warning your mothers. You're supposed to be warning your sons not to give their strength up. Men, and I'm only talking to men here, you're supposed to be telling your sons to stay away from the floozy. Stay away from the girl that wearing the tight clothes and that want to entrap you and want to get an entanglement with you. You're supposed to tell your sons to stay away from those people. Stay away. Listen to me. Stay away from those girls. Because if you go with that girl, if you date that girl, if you get married to that girl, you are giving your strength to her and she will destroy you. She will destroy you. Let's keep on going with the scriptures. And it says Proverbs 7, verse 24 through 26. Now then, my son, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. So many has got, he is warning his son. This is Solomon warning his son. Now, Solomon didn't hold this perfectly, but that doesn't mean anything. He was telling his son to stay away from women that will draw you away from the path you're supposed to be on. You're supposed to be leading. You're supposed to be leading her. Stay away from her if she wants to draw you away from where God has you. Draw you away from the path that I have taught you. Stay away. Stay away. Don't click that button. Don't go on that site. Don't visit that club. Don't do nothing like that. Don't stare at the person, whatever she's dressing at the gym. Don't do that. Don't go down that path. That path leads to destruction. She has destroyed every relationship she's been in until she got to you. You think you're going to be different because you wiped her up. And when that happens, this is what happens to your boy. This is what happens to your family because you're not going to lead. So she leads. And when she leads, she makes the house effeminate and makes the men effeminate. Right? It's a sad occasion. This young man is permanently on the internet, even if he wanted to change. You know, it's a sad thing. Let's keep on going with the verses. It says in this one right here, Proverbs 12 and 4. A wife with strength of character is a crown to her husband. Now, think about that. A wife with strength of character is a crown to her husband, but the wife who disgraces him is like cancer, is like bone cancer, is like bone cancer, is like bone. Do you understand what God is saying here? A woman, if you husbands, men pick an awesome woman to marry, someone that loves the Lord, someone that loves the Lord more than she loves you. That means she's going to submit and respect you as you love her, right? And she's going to submit and respect you even when you don't love her, just like you're going to love her like Christ loved the church, even when she's not submitting in times and things like that, right? That's neither here or there. But the point is, a woman with strong character is like a crown to her husband. It's like a crown to her husband, but a woman that disrespects, disgraces him, you know, has an affair, like, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith, right? It's like bone cancer. Proverbs 4:14-1. A wise woman builds her house, builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. Tears it down with her own hands. Look at this. Tearing it down. Tearing a man's legacy down. He can't pass a seed. He can't pass a legacy down over to his son. He got to pick one and he go dive into basketball. And this other one, I'm going to have to, I guess he's for, I don't know, like his legacy's destroyed. It says, Proverbs 11 and 22. A woman, a beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a snout, in a pig snout. You get that? A beautiful woman who, no matter how pretty these people are, no matter how pretty you think they are, no matter how gorgeous, a beautiful woman without discretion can't keep her business, can't keep her mouth shut, has a round table and they tell all your business and you have to find out that you did your wife had an affair over the internet and things like that, just like everybody else finds out. You have to find out. This is a woman that lacks discretion. Men, do not give your strength to these women. Stop giving your strength to these women. You pulling, I got girls. I got my, stop giving your strength to these women. Find a woman that will respect you. Find a woman that will pray for you. Find a woman that loves God more than she loves you. And through the love of God, she loves you and respects you. Find a woman that has discretion. Find a woman who is beautiful on the outside as well as are beautiful in character. Find a woman who is not going to try to tear our house down, who will submit to your lead. Because this is what I'm finding. This is what's hurting my heart. This is what hurt my heart more than anything. Is the fact that she's destroying legacies. So you end up with this. You end up with this nonsense. At the end, right? You end up with this. All because you didn't listen to this part. Do not give your strength to women or your ways to those who destroy kings. You end up making a fool out of yourself. Making a fool out of yourself. You end up making a fool out of your son. All because you didn't take heed to the scriptures. All because you didn't take heed to the scriptures. Men, don't give your strength to women. Your ways to them that destroy kings is detrimental. It would destroy your legacy. That's why you can see it. You can see it. You can see it. Churches are being destroyed by pornography. Men are giving their strength to women. Families are being destroyed by feminism. Men are giving their strength. They're releasing their authority to women. Boys are getting destroyed. They don't know what it means to be a man because daddy has given his strength to women. Men, we have, it is just heroes. Stop giving your strength to women. Give it to one woman, which is your wife, and you make sure you pick a good one. Because there's nothing, I'm paraphrasing again, there's nothing more beneficial in a man's life than a good wife. But there's nothing more detrimental to a man's life than a bad one. A wife with strong character. A wife with strength of character is a crown of her husband. Let me get that off of here. But the wife who disgraces him is like a bone cancer. Can't you see it? Can't you see the bone cancer? You see it there? Can you see it there? It's a little tip for you, man. That's all I got to say about that, heroes. And until next time, lead your families and slay the dragons. Peace. I wanna be-